friends. It's me again. It's been a minute. But then again, hasn't it always been a minute? I am consistently inconsistent at best. In my defense, I have a chronic illness I can blame it on, so let's do that. That being said, that's all I really want to talk about that right now. Cause that's not sexy, in my opinion. Fuck. It's been a while since I've actually fucked myself with, any toy? Oh no, I forgot to mute my phone. I'm a terrible person. I fixed it. I completely forgot what I was saying because I very much got distracted by the Snapchat. No, I will not give out my Snapchat. I was a dumb 12-year-old when I made it. And the name is just my name. My whole human name. As opposed to, I don't know, my pig name. And I don't want to make another one just because all of my friends already have it, and that's, like, effort, you know? And then I'd have to, like, log out, log back in, and I just don't want to. So, that's my reasoning there. I forgot how squeaky this frickin' stool is. Why is the stool the squeaky part? I need a new stool. I was trying to use like a rolled up sleeping bag, but that didn't really work. I mean, it kind of did because it was quiet, so it worked for that script recording I did. I literally brought in a different chair and a stool, or then like got rid of the stool so that it would not make squeaky noises. There was not supposed to be any in that script. So there, you know, I had to eliminate the squeaky factor. I also bought a jar of marshmallow fluff that is now just here. I just have this jar of marshmallow fluff. It's in my hand, which you cannot see, but it's here. I cannot open it because, I kind of made a mess when I was, you know, fingering it, basically, to make sound effects. And now it's kind of glued shut. So, good times. It's also, I didn't eat, like, any of it, and yet it's half full now. So, I think it condensed, which is interesting. But yeah, so that just exists now, and I don't know what to do with it. Probably throw it away, but I feel bad because I spent my money on it. You know? You know, this is still low. Oh, fuck. I'm a little curious. I had this thought earlier today, and I'm a bit curious about other people who record for GWA. Do you guys tell your friends? Because all my friends know. But that might have more to do with the kind of person I am and the kind of friends that I have than, you know, being good, actual, typical example. And so I'm curious. If you do, comment below. Or, well, I mean, if you post, comment below, because I'm curious. Just thinking about the fact I have sent I've sent Tinder matches some of my audios before. It's a great opener. I make audio porn sometimes. You know, sometimes people are like, that's weird, bye. So that's happened like 3 times. Most of the time, people are like, send me that link, please. Good times. I mean, I like the content I have posted so far. I have had fun doing it. And honestly, it's made me more confident. Because I know, I was like, so... I come off as very unconfident. Is that a word? That's not a word. But yeah, I don't come across as very shy, but I am. I just am very good at bravado. Once again, getting distracted. Not the worst thing, because I don't even know what I'm talking about, if I'm honest. Yeah, I was gonna mention that. I completely forgot. I think in my last ramble I mentioned that I am struggling for words right now, but in my last ramble, I mentioned that my dry spell was over. That's the word, dry spell. Could not think of what you call it when you don't fuck. funny enough, with my ex, though our relationship is interesting. So we broke up Well, I broke up with him. And but we agreed to be friends and, you know, left the door open for benefits. Because, let's be real, I like to fuck, and that was not the problem in our relationship. So, the problem was just that I don't want a relationship, mostly. and, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so... he came over one day, and we were watching just shit. I think we were watching The Witcher. I think that sounds right. which is pretty normal. Like, he's come over several times since we've broken up, and we hung out. and at one point, he, like, reaches over and starts playing with my boobs. And, you know, why would I stop that? That's fun. And, so, he, did clarify and double check that I was cool with it, and I'm like, yeah, no, I would have stopped you if I didn't, if I didn't want it. and, he, so, then proceeded to, play with my tits more, and then ended up fingering me. And then, that's when I discovered he brought lube. He was planning this. Which, like, not that I mind. I just think it's funny. and then we did fuck. A couple of times, I think. If not immediately, then we have now, so... Last time was fun. I wish we could have continued last time, because it was a quickie. and I'm a sucker for a good cream pie. I like the feeling of dick and being cum inside of. And he had just come in me, and my dad was on the way to pick me up. and he's like, I really just want to continue using my cum as lube, but probably shouldn't. And I was like, God damn it. I want you to. It was also kind of a drug deal, but... He gave me a weed brownie and a little nug for the road. good friends. But yeah, so that's been fun. Also, hopefully gonna get fucked by somebody else soon. Or at least have some very good fun. Including rope, which I'm so excited for. I've wanted to do rope play for a while. in fact, I kind of have done some solo experimentation because, let's be real, I have the rope. Why wouldn't I want to play with it? And so, like, I used to have a headboard that had, like, bars on it, and so I would, like, tie up my right hand to the bars so that I would be forced to try and get myself off with my less dominant hand, which was annoying but fun all at the same time. and just other, like, playing around with knots kind of stuff. Realize I think this is the most I've talked about kinks, and my name is literally Perry Kinkle. And took me, like, you know, 13 of these. Is this my 12th or my 13th? I honestly don't know at the moment. Oh, this is still on Medium, I just realized. Because I'm sweating to the point where it's getting in my eyes, and that's annoying. but it's been good fun.